Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Lou Half, Tor West, and Winnie Malcolm. Hi, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
Winnie and Lou, you're very matching today.
We are so much.
You are. Yeah. Your shoes are very similar, too.
I know.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Those that can't see, we're both wearing oversized cream blazers, white rib vests.
Different trousers.
Different trousers.
But similar
Winnie's
shoes.
Winnie's got black split hem leggings and white sandals, and I've got jeans and white sandals.
Yeah.
Very twinning.
Lovely.
Twinning.
I love autumn too. I love it.
Halloween is fun.
Oh, I love
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm a geek like that. I like that kind of thing, like toffee apples and
yes.
like bonfires.
I feel that is so you, Winnie.
It's so, I don't know why, because, you know, I love Christmas and things like that, but there is something kind of having
I reckon
atmosphere.
You dress up at Halloween. I imagine your makeup.
I do dress up at Halloween. I love a Halloween party.
Are you already planning one?
The thing is, because we've got like our new house, I'm thinking whether to host one, but I don't know. It's a bit precious. Mm. Yeah, I don't like too many people coming in my house. I like to kind of keep it limited. So we'll see.
Maybe an intimate one. A Halloween dinner party. Ooh. There's an idea.
Maybe Heather will have some nice and interesting recipes.
Yes.
Like a dinner party.
There's got to be some kind of chic Halloween themed food, hasn't there? Like
vampire's wife, but food. Vibes.
Yeah. 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 Like a vampire's wife, but for food. Like not like, you know, when like lady fingers look like human.
And like green jelly. And
yeah. Yeah. Not
you
that.
You could do like, you know, like pumpkin, like tacos or something like that. Like a veggie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything with butternut squash or. Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there that I hate Halloween.
Like Halloween itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, me just, too. Like, I haven't done anything for Halloween in about 10 years.
I don't like the dressing up. I don't like the food that you're meant to eat. Like, the goriness. I don't like trick-or-treating. It is one of the holidays I would happily, like, scrap.
Oh, I like it. Have you ever been in America over Halloween?
Yes.
You obviously used to live there. Like, yeah. It's so,
I love it. It is kind of random, let's be honest. Like, it's a bit not.
But also, I remember, like, my first time in New York, I was there on Halloween. And in the UK, it's only in the evening that you dress up for Halloween and you have a party or like over the weekend or whatever. In America, it's all throughout the day. So there'll be like little children walking around in such weird outfits or like people dressed as nurses in the day. And you're like, I'm so confused about who you are and what you're doing and what is real and what is this weird.
That sounds a bit creepy.
They also, in the same way that we would decorate our houses for Christmas for like the whole of December, they'll decorate their houses for Halloween for a whole month. It's not just a one day thing.
I remember, I think I said this on the podcast before, there was like an old woman who used to live on our road and she used to do up like her whole house. And I was probably like five, but I remember going in and there were like cobwebs hanging from the ceiling. Yeah, like 11 out of 10 for effort. Okay. Like, unbelievable.
I love it.
But, you know,
the most disappointing thing that I've ever done, well, that's a big statement, but one of the most disappointing things I've ever experienced is New York at Christmas is nothing like you would. They don't give a shit.
No Home Alone.
It is no Home Alone. If you stand directly outside Rockefeller, you feel Christmassy. Yeah. If you move even a block away, there is not a jot of Christmas. It's so disappointing.
It's because it's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all
they
care.
Christmas is so much less of a thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was so disappointing. We were staying in Soho and there was not even a piece of tinsel to be seen.
Yeah,
so
you need to time it over Thanksgiving or in the build of Thanksgiving because you kind of get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, Christmas is a non. It's really sad. Winnie, you're obviously really good at makeup. Are you good at Halloween makeup too?
I am quite good at Halloween makeup. I kind of want to try and transition into prosthetics.
Oh my god!
Because I was watching that glow up show you can buy them and it seems easy enough. I want to see if I can do like a scar or something on a friend.
Cool.
But I just want to try it out, maybe to see how
so
it can
fun.
Be.
Yeah.
Maybe less scary, maybe like a mermaid. Some gills. Some gills. Something fun. I just want to see, just because I've never
Can you film it when you do it? Because I'd like to watch
definitely
that.
Definitely will film it. I'll do it on my housemate who is keen and wanted it something like that for Pride, but
Okay.
Didn't really happen. So I will film it. Definitely.
Ooh, love that idea. It's not really very scary, a mailman.
No,
is it?
No, but, not really. But I just think I enjoy the fantasy more so than the scariness.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I really, can I say my worst ones are the where people make it look like there's a zip.
Yeah, gross.
Oh, zip, then flesh. Yeah. Rank. Lou, you are fresh back from honeymoon today. How was it?
It was amazing. It was 14 months, I think, later than it was originally meant to be. But yeah, it was just as wonderful and special. We originally were meant to be going to 3 hotels when we rescheduled it, I think 3 times, and we couldn't really line it all up as we hoped. So it was only a week, and we were in Tuscany in Italy, and it was just so amazing, the hotel. We weren't sure how much of a honeymoon it would feel like because it was kind of so far away from the wedding. But we just kind of kept getting so excited between ourselves. And I think because we haven't had like a proper holiday in 2 years, we haven't been abroad. So it felt really special to finally be there. And everyone else that was there that was our age was also on the honeymoon. It's
But you also like, this is our place, not yours.
No. I think we sort of thought, you know, when we arrived, like, oh, we're going to get special treatment because we're going to be on honeymoon. But then I think you realise it's the type of hotel where you only go there as a real special treat. So everyone's doing the same. But yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So lovely. Oh, heaven. Did you get a chance to wear some summer clothes?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy that much. Actually, I only bought a pair of denim shorts. I rented the Loewe basket.
Yeah. As good as you'd hoped?
Do you know, it really was. Mm. And it's really made me think, I'm actually going
to
buy it.
I think that's what bag rental does. It gives you the opportunity to think what you really want.
Try before you test it out. And yeah, it kind of cemented that it was incredibly useful. I'm not one for a holiday wardrobe, but one to invest in. And you kind of, when holiday, you wear the same things.
Mm. Yeah.
So I actually surprised myself. The majority of my packing was dresses, which is very odd for me. But yeah, we kind of dressed up a bit in the evenings and lots of swimming and eating pasta.
Dream.
And yeah, it was lovely.
Dream.
Oh, sounds so dreamy.
Oh, Tor, you've got a week off next week.
I do. I haven't booked anything yet. Kind of just going to play it by ear. Maybe you might book something. But yeah, I've got so much to do in the house. The last 4 weekends I've been at weddings and hindus, so I can't wait just to like take some time off and reset.
So are you going to go away or?
Don't know yet. Don't know. Maybe.
Fun.
Haven't booked anything. Definitely not abroad if we do anything.
I feel like there are lots of last minute trips going on. Maya's somewhere, can't remember where, but they booked it like 2 days before they went.
Well, I think it's quite fun.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Turkey. Is she in Turkey?
Oh, nice.
She was in Cyprus.
I booked one last night as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm going to Belgium and Amsterdam.
Oh, so nice.
I love Amsterdam.
So
we were actually talking about booking Amsterdam this weekend. I love David Amsterdam.
Oh, cool.
It's not really my vibe. It was more of like it was locked down.
Oh my God,
we didn't really know what the situation would be. We saw this festival in Amsterdam with David Guetta and all of these DJs. So we booked it and it's come around now.
Fun.
So that's on the 15th. And then a couple of days later, I'm going to meet my boyfriend's parents.
I was going to say, so this is the first meeting.
So it'll be the first meeting, but it's a couple of days. So it's going
to
be...
So you have time to recover from the festival.
Chilled,
you can't turn up like...
Yeah.
Hello.
Whatever mess. Absolute mess.
That's so fun.
My sister-in-law, who listens to the podcast avidly, last week was like, what's going on with Winnie and her boyfriend? We haven't heard any updates. So,
bunny update. So
bunny.
Everything's cool.
Oh, the bunny. Good. Have you seen Winnie's bunny?
You've got a house bunny?
Oh, my God.
Do you?
You bought me a bunny for my birthday.
Oh my God.
It's unreal.
Let's see.
Her name is actually Lulu.
Oh. that's quite a bold present.
Quite bold.
To give like a live animal.
But remember, they live together, so I guess it could have also been his responsibility.
Okay.
She's just lovely. She's just
What kind of maintenance does the bunny need?
Well,
like, what do you have to do?
I've had bunnies like all my life.
But have you? Okay,
yeah, like
you're a bunny expert.
I grew up in the countryside, but this one is different. Like, she's a mini lop for one. She doesn't shed. I usually have allergies. I haven't sneezed once. She's potty trained. We potty trained her in 2 weeks. And she has a hutch outside.
Do you call it potty training if it's a rabbit?
I mean, I don't really know.
I think toilet trained.
Toilet trained.
You don't know, she might use a potty.
I don't know. Just checking.
It's like a little litter box. So she's kind of half house, half outdoors because we have a garden. So she's in her hutch overnight and in the
indoors.
Garden. In the day, outside.
Okay, so she's not a house rabbit.
No.
Do you know what about foxes?
But she's got like a proper hutch, like it's...
Like
really,
a house.
It's a house. And then in the day, we'll let her out in the garden and she'll come into the lounge.
So cute.
So she kind of comes in between and she's very well behaved. And when she's inside, she will go to her litter box.
Oh, so cute.
A bunny's affectionate.
Yeah. She like
nuzzles.
Grooms me and like licks me and purrs.
Oh. Sorry, this is such a dumb question, but is bunny just like a nickname for a rabbit, or is there like a difference between a rabbit and a bunny?
Oh no, I think they're the same, like rabbit, bunny. I
But those names don't link at all, so no, there must be something. But
bunny, I mean, bunny, a baby rabbit is actually called a kitten. So
oh, bunny rabbit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, bunny rabbit. Yeah.
She won't get any bigger than she is now, but she's about 13 weeks old.
It's 13.
And how old does a bunny last for?
About five years.
It's not an expiration date.
So they're like, what's their like average
lifespan? I'd say about 5 years. However, I have a guinea pig. I know different animal, but I had one and their lifespan's meant to be 4 years. And mine's been going eight strong. And my dad's like, what?
Are you sure your parents didn't switch out?
No, I'm definitely sure.
Okay. No, it just went to guinea pig heaven.
Yeah. But yeah, so 5 years. So hopefully we stand the test of time.
Oh, that's such a lovely present.
Can you bring her in?
Yes, I will. Yeah, she's great. Georgie was curious about bunnies as well, I think.
Yeah, she wants to get one.
She wanted one, so yeah. She said, oh, you know, if you're going away.
I'm not sure you can have a bunny and a dog, though. I know that mouse is hardly the most threatening dog, but I just feel like any dog would just go for the bunny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely, especially unsupervised, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen my neighbours have bunnies. I've seen them in the garden.
With dogs?
They've got a dog.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, my God, I would not pack my dog.
But they're quite big, they're bunnies.
I think unless you've got a dog like a mouse, you know, who literally wouldn't hurt a fly. Mm. Yeah. What has everybody been watching? Has anyone got anything to recommend?
Last night I watched a really good documentary. It's by no means joyous, but it's really good. It was called Surviving 9/11 on BBC.
Oh, I want to watch that.
It's really, really good. One of my friends saw it and she said, you have to watch it. I think it's like a film. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it's so good. And I think I find those things like a kind of, every time I watch something like that, I'm like, that's a hard watch, but also really important. And there's so many stories there you kind of forget about or had forgotten about or learn about. It's really good. I recommend it.
Yeah, we chatted about it briefly. Not about that documentary, but about 9/11.
Yeah, and I think in the wake of the anniversary, there's been a few documentaries and a few kind of those kinds of types of things, but it's really good.
Yes, Laura was chatting about the other one on BBC, which is Inside the War Room. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. That one's supposed to be amazing.
I think I could hack that one a bit more than the stories of 9/11 personally. Yeah.
I actually think I thought this one was that one.
Ah.
And then I just got in too deep and I had to watch it.
Hard watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, on a completely different note, I was very excited because Sex Education came back on Friday, which I love. I just think it is one of the best shows ever. Like, just ever. It's so modern. Have you watched it?
I was going to say, sell it to me because I haven't.
So it's really modern and really different and refreshing. And it's basically, for those who haven't seen it, it is about a group of kids at school. The original premise, the premise of season one, was that one of the main characters' mother is a kind of really well-renowned sex therapist. Mm. And he starts offering solicited sex advice to all the kids at school. And it kind of blows up around that.
But he hasn't had sex himself.
Oh yeah, he's never had sex himself. Anyway. It's season three now. We've moved well on from that. It's now just a kind of a story about the characters and these kids at this school. But there's something so different about it because it's shot. It's so weird. Like, they have phones and it's set in the modern day, but it's the way they dress, the presentation, like the kind of filter on it all is like it's in the 70s.
Cool.
It's the interior.
A bit like almost like Stranger Things kind of.
Yeah. Although Stranger Things is actually set in the 80s, whereas this is fully set in the present day. They talk about social media.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's just really weird. They've gone to this effort to kind of, I don't know, imbue it with some kind of nostalgia. So it's really weird, but that's what makes it really refreshing. And there's a lot, like, obviously the storylines, because it's all about kind of these late teenage kids and their sex lives. So there's obviously a lot of kind of woke would be unfair. It's become very, very progressive and inclusive, I guess is the word. So there's a lot of, yeah, all different kinds of issues that are tackled in this season.
But but it's not done in a really obvious way.
Have you started season three?
Yeah. That it feels really like...
It doesn't feel tokenism.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I think what they've done so well is it feeling modern, but not as well. The location, I think it's actually filmed in Wales.
Yeah, it looks
but,
very
like,
Welsh.
There's no reference to like exactly where they are based or what year it is. It's just, but yeah, the characters are just amazing. Yeah.
Literally so good. Like you just fall in love with all of them and they've all got such good stories. It's, I really think it's one of the best shows on Netflix.
Yeah, I agree.
I absolutely love it. Yeah.
Is Gillian Anderson still in it?
She is. She's fantastic. I just love her. What a woman.
She's great.
So inspiring. And also in it this season is the girl who played Jessa in Girls. And she plays a headmistress who isn't quite what she seems from the offset, but it's crazy, you know, you're getting old when someone who was in like the kind of, she was originally playing the kind of crazy sexual fun girl and now she's the boring old head teacher. So I guess we've all aged, haven't we? Something else I have to recommend is actually very similar to Sex Education, but weirdly similar to have watched in the same weekend. It is called Everybody's Talking About Jamie, which is the musical, it's a West End musical that was based on the story of Jamie Campbell, who was a teenage kid in Sheffield who decided to go in drag to his prom, and it kicked up an enormous furore. And yeah, they turned it into a musical, which has now been turned into a film. Well, it's starring the most unbelievable young cast. Obviously, they're playing teenagers at school, so they're insane, they're super talented. And also Rich D. Grant, who plays a former drag queen, and a bit of a queen who becomes a mentor to the young Jamie, who's desperate to break into the world of drag and break out of Sheffield and attend his prom in heels.
Have you seen it in the theatre?
I haven't seen it in the theatre, but I've listened to the soundtrack before. It is brilliant.
Is it on Prime?
It's on Amazon Prime now. It is so brilliant, so uplifting, so fun, so British. Like there's a touch of Billy Elliot to it, but it's more, again, it feels more modern than that. Mm. I guess it's a Billy Elliot for the 2020s because he doesn't just want to be a dancer, he wants to be a hell of a lot more than that. And I would just for a feel good few hours, it's just fantastic. I can't recommend it enough.
Oh, I've wanted to see that at the theatre for ages, so film sounds right up my street.
Yeah, me too. Really, really great. I highly recommend. Let's move on and tackle some of your questions. There is an eclectic mix today. I say that every week, but there is a very eclectic mix today. Let's chat fashion. Somebody's asked about a leather makeup bag, but where do you guys get your toiletry bags from? Have you got, because I feel like that's something that's like really hard to get right. Where is your preferred one from?
Lots of my friends have like the acrylic like plastic that you can wipe clean.
Oh yeah.
But I hate seeing the mess inside.
Agreed. Yes.
But they're good if you want to keep something clean because you can really easily wipe them. I love the Elizabeth Scarlet, printed, like, I have loads of those pouches.
She's the palm trees and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I like those. And they're the perfect size.
And the Hint March as well. It's just great leather, really nice, clean. I'd say those two.
I think is it when strong. You said the acrylic ones, I think as a treat, those Anya Hemmish ones are amazing.
Yeah. As Azarina do some really good ones as well.
Oh, yes.
Do you mean Azarina?
Yes, for leather. Yeah, you do. Lou, what about you?
Toiletry rag, I've got the Space NK kind of leather and acrylic one. I just find it so useful, especially with toiletries, to be able to see everything. I think maybe nicer than makeup because it doesn't look too messy. And then makeup, I either use the Amanda Harrington like net bag that the spray tan comes in, is great. And also I love the little Glossier pouches.
Oh yeah, that's so useful.
Yeah.
Like makeup bag just depends on how much makeup you have. So if you've got like a small collection, you can really go design like something cool with design wise. But I carry a lot of makeup, so I just need something more practical, maybe slightly ugly.
Yeah.
Winnie, how do you feel about those Beauty Effect cases?
Absolutely obsessed.
Have you got one?
I haven't got one yet.
They're like a vanity case, but you open it up and they, like,
it's
all
got like lights and mirrors. And
so the idea is you can like stash your makeup and it doubles up.
Cool. I need that.
I need it for Christmas for my parents. Basically, when you're on the way anywhere, you can kind of have this case and it's got like basically studio quality lighting, attachments to kind of put all of your brushes in so they're not rolling everywhere, and it's quilted, and it's just, whether I'm like 13 or like me now 26, it's just, I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so cool.
Can I just say about studio lighting with stuff like that? So sometimes I'll do my makeup in a bathroom, the lighting is so flattering, I'm like, oh my God, I like hardly need any makeup today. And then you go outside to natural night and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh fuck, I look terrible.
Yeah, you need natural light as well.
But this, the box has different settings. I think like one is natural light, one is like evening, okay. one is day.
But I feel like just sometimes, yeah, it can skew. You think your makeup looks much better and like smoother.
Yeah.
And then you look in natural light and it's not.
I mean, for me, like day to day, always natural light. I literally get ready in front of my window in the natural light. I think in terms of beauty lighting, like in the box, say if you're on the go in the car and you want to kind of have, I guess, have a lighting where you're able to see and it might mimic if you're out in the evening, that would be great. But I just find sometimes it's better to test different lighting as well.
Yeah, agreed. I use a Cézanne makeup.
Oh yes, Cézanne, yeah, lovely.
Which is so nice. They do quilted ones that are really pretty, which I love. So that's for my toiletries. But then for makeup, I put it on BTS. It was on BTS at the beginning of the summer, but I bought one of those.
I saw you use it this morning.
Oh my God. It's changed my life. So it's from the Flatlay company and it's available on ASOS. And it basically is a big, imagine like a big circular piece of fabric with a drawstring on it. Mm. And so I keep all my makeup, especially I've been on the go a lot. Like we've had a lot of weddings and we've been away. And so I've just been, you know, when you need to just pick up all your makeup and take it with you.
Yeah.
And you literally go like with a drawstring, pick it up, off you go. It's like a little knapsack, you know, Peter Piper type vibes. Put it on your back. You don't have to do that. I put it in my bag. But it's unbelievable because it means that when you undo it, you can put it on. You know, I did it at my desk this morning. Yeah, I got ready at my desk this morning. I hasten to add, I've never done that in my life before. I just don't have a mirror because I just moved into my house. That's why. Then it's all there laid out for you.
Mm, really cool.
Without, you know, you don't have to rummage.
So good.
It's just there and then you just go again.
I need to get one of those. Do they come in different sizes or is it all the same?
No, I'm not sure, but it's only £20.
I'm going to get one.
It's really useful. Mm. Yeah.
I feel like I need like a little mini one that I can have in my handbag with like the few essentials that you kind of want to bring to work with
you. I always have that.
But what do you put that in?
Like a little, like one of those, like, again, they're always from freebies, like a little Estee Lauder thing.
Like okay. At Tilbury, you have like a nice pouch where you have like, you can basically put in, say, a concealer, maybe an eyeliner, mascara. They have pouches, but usually at Christmas time, you'll be able to see their kind of sort of suede-y.
Or even like just one little glossier.
Yeah, or like a little, I don't know, pencil case.
Because day-to-day, I only have on me lip liner, lip balm, blusher.
Mm-hmm.
And then additionals if I'm going out, something from work. Yeah. But you do need a little case to put those in, I think.
Agreed.
What do you have on you day-to-day?
Not much. For me, it's all about moisture. Mm. So I've got like a face mist, a lip balm, and a hand cream, and that's it.
Nice. Your makeup doesn't wear off, though. Your makeup
it doesn't really. Having said that, though, I was... The other day, I found my Urban Decay setting spray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I've fallen in love with it.
That's
all
the one.
Over again.
Yeah.
And you know that classic, like the Amazon review.
All-nighter one.
The woman who had, like, I was in the car crash and she wrote this. Have you not seen that review?
No.
Oh my God. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it's such a good one. She's like written like 1,000 words on how she was in a car crash and she had her, like, her face done and she used the spray and she woke up in hospital like 3 days later and her makeup was still.
Oh my God.
It's probably shit, but it's absolutely insane.
I've never used a setting spray. Does it actually work?
It's incredible.
But what does it do?
I don't know. It's probably not very good for you, but okay.
But it's that one in particular that is like the one.
Yeah, and I wouldn't use it every day, but like for a wedding, when you put your makeup on at like 2 o'clock and you want it to look good at 2 a.m, it honestly looks flawless at 2 a.m.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
that's really, awesome. Really good.
Winnie, what do you have on you day to day? I feel like you bring your...
Oh my gosh, I bring a lot just in case of doing shoots or something, but I always will have a setting powder, like translucent powder, a lip gloss and an eyeliner.
What's your setting powder of choice?
Setting powder of choice at the moment, I do really like the NARS one. Mm. And I don't think a lot of people know about it, but it's super, super fine. And it absolutely just melts into the skin and it just leaves a really lovely finish. I'd say, NARS.
Nice. Really nice.
Definitely.
I normally have the Charlotte Tilbury Retoucher pen, a lip balm and a blusher.
Lovely. That's a really good retoucher pen, isn't
it's
it?
So good.
What is it? A concealer?
It's a concealer.
I didn't know that one.
So they brought out a new one, which has got like a big fat dofer at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a foundation, that one. It's much thicker. And I transitioned to that one when it first came out and I just didn't like it. It was just way too thick. Whereas the retoucher is really light coverage. And like on the weekends, I would just use that under my eyes and just drag around my nose. Yeah, it's really lovely coverage. And I was actually, when I was at the airport, there was a lady that was asking for a concealer and the lady was recommending her the other one. And I was like, don't get
Did you say that? Did you say that? Yeah.
Good.
They scared me and they said it was going out of stock and they were discontinuing it for a while. And I literally got so many samples because I was so nervous and bought loads and then it's still there, luckily.
We've had quite a lot of questions about meeting people, being single in your early 30s. I'm not sure this is the best group to tackle it, but I won't forget it. Don't worry, we are listening. We will we'll do something about that. There's some nice questions here. Someone's asked, how do I keep my blazer sleeves tied up? You need to buy those blazer bracelets. They're on Amazon. They're like £3 and they're like stretchy metal bracelets, I guess, but they go higher. They go up your arm and that will keep your blazer sleeve up.
Yeah. Or try like a nice hair tie if you haven't got it in the meantime.
But I find them a bit tight. Yeah. I think these ones are a bit wider. Hodge uses those. Sorry, Hodge, I've exposed you. How do you keep moths away from your best cashmere?
Moths are so hard. I'm waiting for that. Having lived in a new build for like the last 6 years, I'm now in an old house. Yeah. I'm now waiting for that to happen.
Yeah, I've got some of those little, like, I don't know, kind of like pouchy things that I just kind of line around my knits. But I just kind of think if moths are going to get in there, they're going to get in there.
Yeah. Once upon a time, we did a show segment. It's quite strange, useful. With the a moth man. If you go back on the Sheerlux show, then there will be all the advice you need for looking, protecting your clothes.
When you put your knits away, particularly like in between seasons, probably the wrong season now to be doing it, but make sure that they're clean and that you like brush them out, because I think any food that's went in them, then I think you can attract to that. So you have to make sure they're fresh.
That's a good tip.
Gross. Mm. Oh, this is fun chat. This is way too early for this chat, but screw it. Number one Christmas wish list item this year.
Ooh.
Go on.
I can't. I'm too embarrassed.
What? Go on. What is it?
I want a nice pair of walking boots.
Okay.
That's fair. So
embarrassing.
It's because you live in the country now. So.
Because it's the one thing I'm missing in my life right now. Like I need a... Well, you can't go for walking wellies because they're shit.
Yeah.
Useful, but not really very practical. I want a boot. Not like a boot, but like a good solid walking shoe that's 100% waterproof and got really good grip.
So I have the Sorrel short boots and they are they will change your life. It doesn't matter, it can be the coldest day on earth, your feet will still be warm. They're not waterproof in that you could jump in a puddle.
No, that's what I need. Oh, you need 100% that waterproof.
Look at Sorrel anyway there. I bet you they have something.
That's a really good one. Thank you.
Yeah,
they're the cooler end of walking.
Yes, I know what's like, it looks quite nice.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Hashtag country life.
Yeah, exactly. Great. You need to embrace your new lifestyle. Winnie?
Oh, Christmas present.
Apart from the makeup bag.
Is it a box? It's a box.
How big is it?
I imagine there's a mini one and a big one. Big one and mini one, but I think I'd get the one for my lap because I can imagine, on the way, on holiday or something, I would probably use it. I think my wish list for Christmas, definitely a bag, I think. It's a bit cliche, but I do think I'm ready for, like, the bag.
Okay, it's time.
It's time.
Do you know which one?
I don't know yet. I mean, my sister has, like, a Saint Laurent one, and it's really, really nice, and it's classic. And I think for like my first like proper really, really nice bag, I don't think I want to go too fashion-y with like a Bottega, like the cassette bag. Even though I love it, I feel like I want something really simple that can last.
Can I tell you, I've had the cassette on the go because I was very kindly given a couple of months rental via Cocoon, who we've worked with in the past, and they have a really good selection of handbags. And I've got the cassette at the moment from them, and it's such a cool bag, but it fits like one thing in it
really, because it looks really so big.
It looks so big, but that's because it's so padded.
I see.
It feels it's really nice to squidge, but there's not a lot of space. Like by the time you put your keys and a lip balm in there, there's a lot of space.
Maybe there's something in it. Maybe I will rent a few and just see how
I feel before I go and commit.
I think that might be the best thing actually.
Yeah, I really recommend
I think I might do that. But I'll rent them so I can give someone else the...
this is my feedback, yes.
This is what I've chosen.
Nice. Lou, what about you for Christmas?
It's really hard. I actually thought of something the other day and now it's completely escaped me. My family actually aren't doing presents this year. So my brother lives in Switzerland and we haven't seen him for a very long time. So we've rented a house in the Cotswolds for Christmas with him and my mum and me and my husband. So that for me is... cliche as it sounds, is like the biggest present I could ask for. So we aren't doing family presents this year.
Something to open though on Christmas morning.
I don't think we will, because I don't know, like my mum said that and I was like, yeah, but that will just be like, I don't know,
you just get crap,
a token crap, and like that's just such a waste of money. I don't know.
We now do Secret Santa with our family, so we just give one
so much
present
better.
It's like 40 or 50 quid. It's like something, it's actually you can get something decent, but it means you have to buy one present as opposed to buying like, you know,
a big family as well, like exactly. One of six, I've got a big family, and we did that last year and it was really, really nice just because sometimes you've got just so many people to buy for, and then on top of that you've got your friends and then your partners, and it can just add up and you don't want to
dilute the quality.
Yeah. You're one of six.
Well, I'm not one of six, as in I've got three siblings and then mum and dad, family.
So one of four is a lot.
One of four is quite a lot, yeah.
What about you?
Any... Oh, I don't know. I can't even begin to think about Christmas yet.
It's too far.
We'll revisit this conversation near the time. I'm sure people will have further thoughts. Something will crop up on the dashboard and I'll be like, oh, that's it.
I can't really think. It's going to come around quite quickly then. I can't really get my head around it yet.
I know.
Yeah. My problem is I just normally tend to buy the things that, like, the things that other people would buy me, I would just buy myself.
Yeah. Because if you really want it, then you would be on the way to get it.
Yeah. But, like, something that I, like, it's going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. And that's...
Yes,
and
it's true. It's a bit of an imposition.
Yeah.
Actually, can I tell you, last weekend I went and stayed at my parents' because Ben was on a stag, and my parents were out on the Friday night and we just come back from a wedding as well, so I was knackered, so I was like, I'm going to have a bath in my mum's bath. And it was like... having a bath in Space NK, the amount of product. And I was so envious. I was like, that's what I want. I just want loads of smellies. Because I don't know about you guys, but I tend to have the things that I use.
Yeah.
Mm. My mum's was like, it was just like all these bath oils and soaps. And it was just, I mean, she's a proper grown up, isn't she? But that was really inspiring. I just want loads of, it was really so indulgent to have a choice of lovely. And I don't tend to buy anything indulgent like that. Do you know what I mean? If I'm buying anything product-y, you would,
that's quite a gifty thing.
It's a really gifty thing, but I never ask that. So that's what I'm going to ask for.
That's easy to buy as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
For someone to buy you like
bathroom things.
Yeah. And like a deluxe soap. I mean, it's pretty extravagant to spend £50 on your own soap.
Yeah. Just like a nice shower gel, a nice bath oil. Yeah. So grown up.
Space NK.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think you're right there actually.
Yeah. There you go, mum and dad. That's what I'd like for Christmas, please. Somebody has said there's a fire and you can only save, God forbid, one outfit in your wardrobe. One outfit.
Ooh.
Quite big. Let's go with one item. What's the one item you'd save from a fire, Winnie?
Oh my goodness.
If a house is burning, I would not be running to my wardrobe.
All right, let's assume that you've saved all the other, birth certificates or whatever, and all the essentials.
And you have to.
Because as fun as that answer is.
I'm not sure I would be saving my birth certificate, but anyway.
Of all things.
Maybe yourself.
Priority.
Quick,
the filing cabinet. But what else would you save? I don't think I have anything else material.
Jewelry?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine.
I know
why. I'm not sure. Would your jewellery burn?
Yeah, definitely. Diamond doesn't burn. Like, if you weren't wearing your rings, for example, that'd be fine.
Oh, okay.
I think gold melts.
But out of, like, pure sentiment, I think I'd grab rings and my diamond necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'd grab.
Yeah, I'd grab my grandma's rings and a lot of things.
Things like that.
And my laptop, because that would be really stressful.
From your wardrobe?
Yeah, it's a bit of a dog ate my homework question. Sorry, a fire ate my laptop.
Scooby?
Well, obviously, it's not an object, though. It's like assuming your family is safe.
It's a fun question, guys.
It's exactly. Not that practical.
Let's stop overanalyzing it. Winnie, what would you say?
I think from sentimental value, I'd probably rescue my first pair of Vivienne Westwood heels that I saved up to buy for my first job. They were these, like, paint and jelly, the dragon collaboration.
Oh, cool.
They were, like, a pale blue jelly little heel, like, slingback heel with a bright red paint and heart on the front. And I remember going in and I bought it. So I'd probably keep those just because they're a bit fun. I don't really wear them now, but whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, I remember being so excited to buy those.
Oh, you'll always keep that. You'll always hang on to
definitely,
those as well.
They're just interesting. Yeah. Very wild and out there.
They would definitely melt as well.
I really
worth saving
plastic shoes.
Lou, what about you?
Don't know. It's really hard because I think the good answer is something that is irreplaceable and you're not going to be able to buy again. And pretty much everything in my wardrobe I could buy again.
Mm. Mm. Anything that's nostalgic like that?
Like, maybe my two Celine handbags, one could definitely fit in the other one, so maybe that counts as one I'm taking away. Just because there's such sentimental value to those gifts. Yeah. So probably those. Mm. You?
Mm. Mine is the same. Of all the things in my wardrobe, there's not a lot that I would say I will hold on to till I die. Mm. But I have my Celine Phantom, which is like, I don't use it. It's so heavy. It doesn't have a long strap. It's the least practical bag ever. But I am as in love with it as the day, not even the day I got it, like the first day. I mean, I wanted that bag for so long. And the lining is completely ripped. I must get it fixed actually at some point. But I just think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I still do. I still defy a bag to look as beautiful as that bag. So yeah, it's got to be that for me.
And you could always like throw some things in on the way out.
Well, exactly. It's massive. It's massive. Yeah. The jewellery, the dog.
You should store everything in there. So just
I'm going to start
happens,
doing that.
Exactly. You're ready to.
You're ready to. It needs some bulking out as well. Tor, what about you?
Definitely some jewellery because I don't sleep. Do you sleep in your rings?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not my like, costume. I sleep in my engagement. Do you not sleep in your engagement?
No, I take it all off.
Oh, what?
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever forget to put it on?
No.
God.
Yeah.
And what? So what about showering?
Take it off. Do you really? Well, yeah. That's probably better.
I take off all.
The minute I get home, makeup off, rings off.
I'm the same with all my other jewelry. Not my little earrings, but I'd always keep my ring on. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think when I got it, my engagement ring, they were like, you shouldn't do anything in it.
Yeah.
And I know because it's like because platinum doesn't tarnish, but I get these little scratches.
Mm. Yeah.
So I try and keep it safe. Wow. It's just habit. It's habit, isn't it? You just kind of do it. But no, and I've got like a little stand by my bed, so I always.
Oh, that's nice.
I remember when I first got engaged, I used to sit next to Emma, who used to work at Sherlock, and so I was putting hand cream on, and I was like, "Em, how do you?" She'd been married for like 10 years, and I was like, "How do you put hand cream on with your ring?" And she was like, "Like you just put it on, like you don't even." And I remember being like, "Oh, I'll never do that." And now I'm like, "Whatever." I don't think I've had my ring clean since I got married.
Have you not got one of those pens?
No.
You need to get the pen.
No.
I think it's literally called like. Ring cleaner pen,
yeah,
like a diamond pen cleaner or something, and you get it on Amazon. It's like a bright blue thing, and you twist like a concealer. You twist the bottom, bit like your Charlotte Tilbury thing, and then it comes at the top. You put it on, like give it a little brush, and then rinse it, and it makes it so sparkly.
I've done it with just with
fairy liquid is really good.
Yeah, fairy liquid and a little baby toothbrush, and just go over the top and underneath.
Oh, I should do that. It's really, I do it all the time.
Laura also bought a jewelry cleaner on Amazon, and it's the one. It's literally it's just water.
And it shakes.
Yeah. And it shakes.
I have that one too.
I've got one here. Georgie like use it for the show one time.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right. I need to try one of these methods at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your questions. As always, don't forget you can look out for our question box on the Sheerlux Instagram account every Sunday. And you can email podcast@sheerlux.com. Don't forget, we love.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.